This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Well, today I'm out of the studio, but I am still thinking about how Lent is the perfect time to remodel our prayers. I always see the Lent season as a time to go deeper spiritually, so I will often look on how I've evolved in some ways and truly where my work lies in others. It feels like I'm focusing on the before and the after. It's like if you're watching HGTV and you see the before and after images of a house that's been remodeled. So for example, I can remember the days when my prayers were very me-centered. I would get on my knees and would sometimes even pull out a writing pad to put my prayer request in writing just in case God missed my verbal request. I was so absorbed in my own needs when I prayed like this. I spoke my prayer request as if I was like rattling off my Christmas wish list. The tone of these prayers were always me, me, me. And while the scripture such as Mark 11:24 teaches us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, the scriptures also teach us that we should continually mature in our spiritual walk. And therefore, I have since learned the importance of kneeling before God and worshiping who he is before I engage in any type of request. I've also learned to pray for things beyond my immediate needs and the needs of my family and friends. And finally, I've learned to give thanks before asking. So what is the before and after picture of your prayer life? Can you see how it has evolved over the years? And as you think about that, remember these words: continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't let your prayers be too me-centered.